I got everything done that I need to get done today, and I am home. Yay!
See that? You were helping Steve.
I'm that good.
Well, you keep telling yourself that.
I'm gonna say it, so I might as well say it.
What's been up to today?
I think there's some low-band stuff. Conditions aren't real good. They kind of fell apart the other night after the storm went through. I was going to try and check into the 80-meter net. Jimmy, N4MMW, is down in, he's down in Myrtle Beach with his camper. And he set up down there with his rig, and we were using the link system this weekend to talk back and forth on VHF to coordinate on HF. But I don't have a really good antenna right now. I'm waiting for my dipole to get here.
What antenna are you putting up?
Con 5K80 off-center fed dipole. It'll go from 10 to 80 meters without a tuner. My Kenwood does have a tuner built in. It's an older, it's a TS-450. It's a pretty good, it's a pretty nice radio. And the vertical that I'm using right now is a Comet CHA-250. It's just a long vertical with a big old barrel at the bottom. And it's okay, but nah, it's not like not as good as a dipole.
Roger that. I'm assuming that's a wire antenna.
No, it's a full on vertical, aluminum vertical. You can look it up. It's made by Comet. I think it's like 23 foot tall or something like that.
Putting up.
Yes. It's a wire dipole. Like I said, it's an off-center set. It's, I think, 43 foot one way, 88 foot the other way. Something like that, or 45 foot, 88. It's 133 foot long with a 4-to-1 barrel. And I also got the isolator, too. So I should be good to go. I'm hoping it gets here by Wednesday or Thursday. I already put a pulley and a sidearm up off my antenna, my antenna pole. So I'm pretty much ready to go. Up in quite a few years, so should prove to be interesting.
And for my HF right now is a center-fed dipole.
Which way do you have it oriented? I'm gonna run my wires north and south, so I'll be able to transmit east and west.
It is oriented east and west.
North and south. I'll have to do some testing next week when I put it up in the air.
I'm out pretty good on 80. I talked to Andrew and Chad and a couple of those over that way. Daniel. Sometimes on there.
I have to find a schedule somewhere. I try and check into that net on 3.915. I got in the other night with the vertical, but I'm sure I'll do a better job when I get the dipole up.
Yeah, I've checked in a couple of times on it, but I forget about it a lot of times, and a lot of times I'm coming through the door right about the time it's going on, so I don't quite make it there in time.
Okay. All right, well, you know, once I get the antenna up, maybe we'll try something and see if we hear each other.
And I heard you and Steve talking earlier, and but I was busy, so I couldn't come back to you.
Caught up a little bit. He's a character.
I'm all right.
Got that right now? I don't want to put my foot in my mouth. I'll get myself in trouble, you know?
But every now and then, just try to drag him out of the wood pile.
Things for a little bit. I had to finish up a few things from last week. Jimmy and I put a system in his in one of his offices down there. The system he had in there finally bit the dust. So we changed it out, and I went over today to check it, make sure the charge was right, and I had to put a piece of line cover up because we ran a new line set. And she seems to be running pretty good.
So, He's supposed to meet up with me Wednesday about the DMR stuff. Hopefully I can help him understand it when he can physically see it.
As I was telling him, I'm kind of on the fence with some of this DMR stuff. I don't really know enough. Of course, I'm old school anyway, as far as that's concerned. I like my VHF, UHF, and my low band stuff, so I'm not really into a lot of the digital stuff just yet. Maybe I will be someday, who knows?
Right before I had my general ticket, and it was fun then, but to be honest with you, until Richard got on the repeater, I hadn't done a whole lot with DMR. Just kind of sat there.
The fact that I have to buy a whole new radio for it, that, you know, doesn't really excite me right now. Who knows? Who knows what the future holds, you know?
But, I mean, it's interesting and it's great as long as the internet's up. But you can do around the world on an HT. So, I mean, it's pretty nice. Andrew and I, he was down in Myrtle Beach a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and we were talking back and forth on HTs because you could hit one of the DMR repeaters down there and just, like, come on the same talk group that I was on my hotspot.
Guy was doing the same thing. He was on his HT down in Myrtle Beach, and we were talking through the link system. It's South Carolina Heart, SC Heart, and there's a bunch of repeaters that are linked up on that system. One of them is Parris Mountain, which was having a little bit of an issue this weekend. You could transmit in, but you couldn't hear the audio back out. So I was going into a Spartanburg repeater, and it worked really well.
Yeah, well, I can't hit any of those from up around the house, so I have to hit my hotspot. But if the repeater has a talk group available on it that's on the Brandmeister network, I can get on my hotspot, and I don't have to have a repeater. I can talk to you when you are on a repeater.
Okay, well, if you look up SC Heart, H-E-A-R-T, I think, oh, I got to look it up. I think it's .us or .org, I forget. But I'll have to look it up, and then just get on there and look at all the repeaters and look at all the, you know, I mean, there's a bunch of repeaters you can get into. The 147090 at Spartanburg, that's got some pretty good coverage. I was able to key it up with an HT in this area. Not holding it, but it heard me. So you should be able to get it from the house.
Those programmed in my radio. So the problem is, like I said, from the house you can't hit them.
The house you can't hit? Wow, okay. All right, I'll have to give it a try one day.
I'm going to hit a South Carolina Heart repeater from my house.
I bet it's signal.
Signal is the dirt. Too much dirt in between it.
And put up a 100-foot tower. Come on.
Warbucks.
No, Daddy Warbucks. That's Steve, not me.
I'll tell you my location where I'm at. I'm down in the valley, but I'm so close against the foot of the mountain that it's hard to get over it.
All right. Well, we'll figure something out. Once I get my low band down, turn my tenor up, once I get my dipole up, we'll get that a shot and see what we get.
But I'll let you go. That way, if you got something pressing, you can do. If not, I'm going to be around for a little bit.
I'll be here. Just going to get cleaned up a little bit and get some things to do around the house. I heard you in there. I wanted to come in and say hey. KO4HKX, KB2HXS. Have fun today.
With Uniform 2 Tango monitoring.
KO4HKX. I was just clear with Dave, so 7-3 is Dave.
Yes. And catch you later, Dave. And good afternoon to you, Patrick. You must be working today.
I'm trying to, anyway.
Yep. Probably put a lot of miles on there today already, haven't you?
Over 100 already.
On in about 3 days' time.
To the where I park and get to the house, but I'll put close to 200 miles a day on.
And all things being been going pretty good for you lately?
A little slow, but it's that time of year too, so it's nothing, no surprise or anything.
It happens, and it happens all to everybody every year, so, you know. So anyway, good to hear you, and I just thought I'd say hello to you and see how you were doing.
Good, and it's good to hear you. I think I heard you say you've been sick earlier today.
An upper respiratory infection, and they've given me medicine to take for the next 10 days.
You make sure you take it and take care of yourself. Listen to what the doctor tells you.
Age, I definitely do. So, yeah, I know what it is, and gonna stay with it. So, anyway, just thought I'd say hello. I heard you, and then thought I'd say hello there.
Anytime. I'm just a mile or two away from my next stop, so I'll go ahead and clear with you. That way I don't have to do it in a rush. Good to talk to you today, Rusty, and I hope you get to feeling better. KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
You and me both. Get my breathing back in and have some strength back, because right now I'm doing good to sit here at the computer. You be careful out there. Talk to you later. KO4HDX, W2T, 73s for now.